We want to continue our conversation about the events from last night and issues of race and policing from a broader perspective. So joining us now to help us do that is Suffolk County Sheriff Stephen Tompkins. Sheriff Tompkins, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Oh, so glad to be back. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you doing it. And I want to start by asking you about your reaction both to last night, to Sunday in Boston, and your overall impression of what's played out over the last few days.
Well, starting with Sunday, the electors of color had a little, I don't know if you call it a vigil. We stood outside of the State House yesterday and we made some comments and shared some thoughts. And one of the thoughts that I had was that although marching is a tenet, a strong tenet of protest, I said, look, why don't you have your protest in a park or a stadium during the day and have your message be heard so that when it's reported, the positives of the message are really what's conveyed. Once cover of darkness comes and you're marching through cities, and we saw with just many cities in this country, bad things could potentially happen. And that is what happened when you have looting and rioting and the like, whether it's from folk that live in this state or folk from outside of this state. And so I'll juxtapose that to last night. They had a big rally in Franklin Park during daylight, and it went very well. Now, I will also say this. I know Monica Cannon and her folk, and they're really good at putting things together. And Monica does not suffer fools gladly. And so I would not have wanted to have been the person to step out of line with Monica because she'll let you know about it. But I thought yesterday was a positive. I thought Sunday was a positive during the day, not so much at night.
Do you believe Sunday night that law enforcement responded appropriately?
In the city of Boston, for the most part, listen, organizations, security organizations, law enforcement organizations are built to be strong and viable. And in some instances, they can be a bit punitive. Now, I'm not going to say that's what happened in Boston, but you can only push so far and you're going to have a breaking point. I do not advocate police violence or police brutality. And we did see a lot of that, unfortunately, in other cities, not as much in Boston, which I'm glad to say. But that said, there needs to be an understanding on both sides of the equation with the people that are trying to get their message across and with the practitioners of security to understand that a people, i.e. people of color, black people particularly, that have been under siege for 400 years are very, very, very unhappy. And when you have a police officer that, in essence, murders a black male, suffocates him, causes a heart attack.
You're referring to Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis.
Yes, ma'am, I am. Mr. Floyd, when you see that and you see just how cavalier this officer was, he had his hands in his pockets as he was kneeling on this gentleman's neck. You know, I mean, that's just it. I mean, that's kind of our Rosa Parks moment, if you will, that people just have had it. The thing about these protests that I'm heartened by is the fact that they're a black and white, young and mature. They're the physically handicapped, LGBT, every race, you name it. Every race is out. And so everybody's coming out to say, okay, this is enough. We will no longer stand for this. And unfortunately, we have a gentleman that's occupying the White House right now that really doesn't understand compassion and empathy and strife and heartache and pain. And
I want to pick it up right there for a second, Sheriff Tompkins. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but there is a question I want to ask you kind of in that vein. We know the president has used rhetoric around dominating and military presence control. As a law enforcement officer, what is, in this moment, the appropriate stance and approach of police at a moment of protest with protesters? Is it safety? Is it listening and understanding? Is it clearing the streets? What's the right orientation for law enforcement in those protests?
Well, it's all of the above. It is safety. It is understanding. And you have to have empathy, whether it's Black Americans or any group of people that are protesting. They didn't just wake up one day and say, hey, I'm just going to go protest. They're protesting for a reason. And so you have to understand, law enforcement has to understand what that reason is and be welcome to it because it's coming. On the flip side, the people that are protesting need to also understand that law enforcement is put there in place for public safety. And at the end of the day, that's what they're going to do. They are going to try to protect lives and property. And so you can only push that ball so far down the field before law enforcement is going to push back. And then that's where you have the conflict.
So any concern from you, Sheriff Tompkins, that the militarization of police, meaning equipment, over the last 20 years or so, has escalated the tension between law enforcement officers, protesters, communities?
It's not just the militarization of law enforcement that concerns me. It's the inability to understand that you're dealing with human beings and you're dealing with people's lives. And particularly when you couple that with a pandemic, people are on one side of the coin, they're suffering, they're hurt, and they're afraid. Now, I am not in favor of flagrant militarization of police force. I don't go there, but you have to understand where we're at when you're dealing with people, once again, that have been under siege for 400 years. Listen, African-Americans, Black Americans did not come to this country as immigrants looking to better their station in life. They didn't come to this country as indentured servants that may have the ability to buy their way out of servitude. They came as chattel. They came as property. Human beings came as property of other human beings. And listen, this country was built on the backs of those slaves. Now, Black Americans want to be loved as much as we love this country. We feel ownership and pride in this country, but then we get the short end of the stick. All that we've built to help build up this country, others have profited from that, and we haven't. And to think that that is going to be okay, well, it's not okay. And what's happening now is particularly time after time after time when Black men are being gunned down in the streets, you're going to get to a point where enough is enough. And people have arrived there. I think they were there a while ago, frankly.
So to that point, Sheriff Tompkins, in our last minute or so, yeah, okay, go ahead.
I was going to just say, you know, in the age of having smartphones where everything can be recorded now, see, before you didn't have the documentation of what was going on in the way that you do now. And so with that documentation, this shows the world just how out of control things have become. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off either. To yet that last point, we have a minute left. What concrete actions should people in law enforcement officers, be taking right now towards a solution?
Well, right now, law enforcement really needs to come to grips, and I think we are, needs to come to grips with the fact that we cannot continue to populate our jails and prisons with as many Black and brown people, with as many immigrants and poor people, and there are a lot of poor white people. We need to understand that we are our brothers and sisters' keepers and that we need to comport ourselves as such and work collaboratively and collegially with the people that we are paid to guard their safety and their property. And somewhere along the way, that's gotten out of control. And I'll wind up by saying this. The vast majority of law enforcement are fine and upstanding men and women that come to do the work that they're paid to do. And actually, a lot of us really love the work that we do. But when you have ignorance and arrogance and racism matched up with a system that in a lot of instances have been outrageously punitive, well, bad things are going to happen. And so that's where we're at now. So what we need now is kind of a timeout. We need a timeout. We need things to quiet down so that we can readjust, reevaluate. And I think our law enforcement, our justice system, not just law enforcement, really does need to have a cleansing, frankly. And we need, we cannot.
Sheriff Tompkins, we're running out of time. I apologize. I'm going to have to stop you there. That's Suffolk County Sheriff Stephen Tompkins. I really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.